This is Unit 17 of Pimsleur's Norwegian.
Sonja snakker med Geir.
Sonja is speaking with Geir.
Hør på samtalen. Hei, Sonja. Hva skal du gjøre i dag?
Jeg skal kjøpe noe.
Har du nok penger?
Nei, jeg har ikke mye.
Hvor mange kroner har du?
30 eller 40. Det er ikke nok. Kunne du gi meg litt penger, takk?
Vær så god. Her er penger til deg. Hør på samtalen en gang til. Hei, Sonja. Hva skal du gjøre i dag?
Jeg skal kjøpe noe.
Har du nok penger?
Nei, jeg har ikke mye.
Hvor mange kroner har du?
30 eller 40. Det er ikke nok. Kunne du gi meg litt penger, takk?
Vær så god. Her er penger til deg.
Do you remember how to say the number 35 in Norwegian?
35. 35.
And how would you say 44?
44. 44.
26.
26. 26.
37.
37. 37.
23.
23. 23.
How would someone ask you if you have any money?
Har du noen penger?
Answer, no, I have no money.
Nei, jeg har ingen penger.
Alternatively, how would you say, I don't have any money?
Jeg har ikke noen penger. Jeg har ikke noen penger.
She says emphatically, I have money.
Jeg har penger, jeg.
Meaning the total amount. She says, I have a lot, or I have much.
Jeg har mye. Mye. Jeg har mye.
Now she says, I have a lot of money, or literally, I have many money.
Jeg har mange penger. Mange penger.
I can give you.
Jeg kan gi deg.
I can give you some money.
Jeg kan gi deg noen penger. Noen penger.
Say thanks a lot.
Mange takk.
Then I can buy something. Literally, then can I buy something?
Da kan jeg kjøpe noe. Da kan jeg kjøpe noe.
She says, "All right, see you this evening."
Fint. Vi ses i kveld. Vi ses i kveld.
How do you ask, do you have some dollars for me?
Har du noen dollar til meg?
She answers, yes, I have enough for you.
Ja, jeg har nok til deg.
Here you are. Here's $25.
Vær så god. Her 25 dollar. 25.
Say, that's too much.
Det for mye. For mye.
She says, excuse me, could you say that one more time?
Unnskyld, kunne du si det en gang til?
Now say, that's too much money.
Det for mange penger. For mange penger.
How did she say one more time?
En gang til. En gang til.
Which word means one?
En.
Norwegian has different words for the number one. You use one of them for counting. You use another for telling time. When you're counting something, you say
en.
Say one as if counting.
En.
Now try to say 41.
41. En. 41.
Say 1 o'clock.
Klokka ett. Ett.
Now say $41.
$41.
Say 21.
21. 21.
31.
31. 31.
And now 51.
Lytt og gjenta.
51. 51.
What's the number 50 in Norwegian?
50.
Now see if you can guess the number 60.
60. 60.
Say 61.
61.
57.
57. 57.
31.
31.
Now you're an American woman out shopping. Indicating an item in a shop, ask, how much does it cost?
Hvor mye koster det?
The salesman says, 53 kroner.
53 kroner.
You want to say, that's too expensive.
Lytt og gjenta.
Det for dyrt. 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 For dyrt. Det for dyrt.
Say in Norwegian, expensive.
Dyrt.
Ask, 53 kroner?
53 kroner?
That's too expensive.
Det for dyrt. Det for dyrt.
Now he says 61 kroner.
61 kroner. 61.
A friend who's with you loans you some money. He says, "Here you are."
Vær så god.
Here's 61 kroner for you.
Her 61 kroner til deg. 61 kroner.
Say thanks. See you tomorrow.
Takk. Vi ses i morgen. Vi ses i morgen.
Do you remember how to ask? Do you speak Norwegian?
Snakker du norsk?
Now say, you speak very well.
Du snakker meget bra. Meget bra.
Here's how to say, you speak very fast.
Lytt og gjenta. Du snakker meget fort. 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 Meget fort. Du snakker meget fort.
How do you say fast?
Fort.
He asks, could you say that one more time?
Kunne du si det en gang til?
Now he adds, you speak very fast.
Du snakker meget fort. Meget fort.
Say, no, I don't speak fast.
Nei, jeg snakker ikke fort.
He disagrees. Try to guess how he says, yes, you speak too fast.
Jo, du snakker for fort. For fort. Jo, du snakker for fort.
Do you remember the Norwegian word for on or at?
På. På.
That can also mean in. So how would you say in English?
På engelsk. På engelsk.
Try to say, I don't speak fast in English.
Jeg snakker ikke fort på engelsk. Jeg snakker ikke fort på engelsk.
Say in Norwegian.
På norsk.
He says, but you speak fast in Norwegian.
Men du snakker fort på norsk.
How do you say for you?
Til deg. Deg.
Now try to say, I understand you.
Jeg forstår deg. Jeg forstår deg.
And what's the Norwegian word for when?
Når. Når.
How would he say when you speak English?
Når du snakker engelsk. Når du snakker engelsk.
Now he says, I understand you when you speak English.
Jeg forstår deg når du snakker engelsk. Jeg forstår deg når du snakker engelsk.
But you speak fast.
Men du snakker fort.
When you speak Norwegian.
Når du snakker norsk. Du snakker fort når du snakker norsk.
You speak too fast.
Du snakker for fort.
Do you remember how to say it's expensive?
Det dyrt. Dyrt. Det dyrt.
Do you remember how to say wine?
Vin.
And how do you say the wine?
Vinen. Vinen.
Now you want to say, the wine is expensive. Just listen, paying close attention to the word for expensive.
Vinen dyr. Vinen dyr.
Remember that the word for wine is a masculine or an n-noun. Therefore, you use the masculine form for expensive, which is
dyr.
But the word for it,
det,
is neuter. So when you say it is expensive, you say
dyrt.
Try to say the wine is expensive.
Vinen dyr. 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 Vinen dyr.
The wine is too expensive.
Vinen for dyr. For dyr.
He asks, and the coffee?
Og kaffen? Og kaffen?
Remember that the word for coffee is also a masculine noun. So how does he ask, is the coffee expensive?
Kaffen dyr? Dyr? Kaffen dyr?
Answer, no, the coffee is not expensive.
Nei, kaffen ikke dyr.
But the wine is expensive.
Men vinen dyr.
When you said the wine is expensive, you were talking about a specific bottle of wine. But suppose you're discussing prices in general. Try to say wine is expensive.
Vin dyrt. Vin dyrt.
Although the masculine
dyr
is correct here, you may sometimes hear the neuter
dyrt.
But for now we'll say
dyr. Middag
is another masculine noun. In the same way, ask, is dinner expensive?
Middag dyr? Middag dyr?
He answers, yes, dinner is expensive.
Ja, middag dyr.
Dinner is expensive at the theater cafe.
Middag dyr på teaterkaféen.
Referring to something in general, how does he say, it is expensive?
Det dyrt. Dyrt.
Do you remember how to say, to eat, as in, something to eat?
Å spise. Å spise.
How would he say, it is expensive to eat dinner?
Det dyrt å spise middag. Det dyrt å spise middag.
At the theater cafe.
På teaterkaféen.
It's expensive to eat dinner at the theater cafe.
Det dyrt å spise middag på teaterkaféen. Det dyrt å spise middag på teaterkaféen.
And the wine is expensive.
Og vinen dyr. Vinen dyr.
And you speak very fast.
Og du snakker meget fort.
Say, sorry, see you tomorrow.
Beklager, vi ses i morgen.
Now you're going to have a conversation with a bellboy in a hotel in Oslo. You have asked him to get some beer for you, giving him 100 kroner. He has returned, but he's made some mistakes, and you're going to argue with him. Here he comes now. He hands you the beer, then says, here's the beer for you. Listen.
Vær så god, her ølet til deg. Det amerikansk øl.
Try to ask, American beer?
Amerikansk øl? Amerikansk øl?
Tell him that you want to have Norwegian beer.
Jeg vil ha norsk øl. Norsk øl. Jeg vil ha norsk øl.
Beklager.
Now he'll tell you how much change he's going to give you. For each sum he mentions, you are to say that you want to have 10 kroner more. For example, if he says that he'll give you 20 kroner, you say, no, I want to have 30 kroner, please. Let's begin.
Vær så god, her 30 kroner.
Nei, jeg vil ha 40 kroner, takk.
Unnskyld, her 40 kroner.
Nei, jeg vil ha 50 kroner, takk.
Jeg forstår, du vil ha 50 kroner.
Nei, jeg vil ha 60 kroner, takk.
Snakker jeg for fort?
Tell him that no, he doesn't speak too fast.
Nei, du snakker ikke for fort.
Tell him that you want to have 60 kroner.
Jeg vil ha 60 kroner.
Vær så god, her 60 kroner.
Say, thank you. Now it's enough.
Takk. Nå det nok. Nå det nok.
Now you're an American man in Norway. You meet a friend on the street. Listen.
Hei, hvordan har du det?
Tell her, fine, thanks.
Bra, takk. Jeg har det bra.
Ask her what she's going to do now.
Hva skal du gjøre nå? Hva skal du gjøre nå?
Jeg skal spise middag på teaterkaféen. Vil du spise middag med meg?
Tell her, no thanks. It's too expensive to eat dinner at the theater cafe.
Nei takk, det for dyrt å spise middag på teaterkaféen. Det for dyrt å spise middag på teaterkaféen.
Ja, det dyrt. Men vi kan ha bare kaffe og smørbrød.
Remember that vi means we. Try to say yes, that we can, or yes, that can we.
Ja, det kan vi. Ja, det kan vi.
But you want to do an errand first. Say, see you at 1 o'clock.
Vi ses klokka ett. Vi ses klokka ett.
The reading lesson for this unit follows.